Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. We talk often about seniors and the effect of social isolationism, something I've experienced personally through my mom to some extent.
My father.
Your father as well. That's right. So something we know a little bit about. Statistics Canada, though, has crunched some numbers to take a look at the impact, the physical impact of social isolationism.
And primarily attached to COVID. You know,
this
has been a really hard time for many Canadians.
Well, absolutely.
We were talking about this last night.
Yep.
And how many people, we were lucky enough to have a conversation with other professionals in other parts of the finance world, and they were saying that their clients are losing it, quote unquote.
Yep.
And there's a large demographic of people who are isolated by not choice of their own. And it is showing some impact. And when you have, we'll call them seniors, their social isolation has caused some big impacts where Stats Canada is starting to record this information.
Well, and I want to make this a human experience for a moment, because I've had an experience recently that I want to share prior to inviting our guest in to talk about this.
Okay.
Is for the first time in probably three and a half months, my mom is in a long-term care facility, and the care facility, with the restrictions removing, put in place a visitation program.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've done a very good job of isolating. There was no case of COVID. Everybody was safe. Fantastic. So I get to go to see my mom, and they had set it up in a certain way so there was no risk of interaction and so on and so forth. And it was a half an hour visit. At the end of that half an hour visit, and my mom suffers dementia, as you know, and most of our listeners know, we had to say goodbye. And she, you know, she looked at me and said, "Can you take me with you?" And it was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Right? So you could see that experience that she had had for the last 3.5 months. Anyways, before I start to cry, let's talk about, let's talk about this on a broader scale, because it's not just my mom that's going through it. And it's not just COVID, although it's really accentuating the problem given the restrictions that have been put in place.
But so let's get some of the effects of what's happened in this. We've got Pamela Ramage-Moore, Senior Analyst with Statistics Canada. Pamela, thank you for joining us on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Dave Faisal.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the effects of isolation on seniors. You guys, Statistics Canada, has done some analysis. Why don't you share with us at a high level what you're finding?
Yes, well, back in 2008, 2009, we did a Canadian community health survey, and some of your listeners certainly may have contributed to that. And from that, we were able to establish people who we classified as being socially isolated. And then for those who gave their permission, we linked forward to our vital statistics death data. And what we found, we measured social isolation in two different ways. But regardless, social isolation has an impact on health status, and it can have a direct impact on survival time, on mortality.
So those are two very big issues.
So let me kind of go through the process you went through, and please, Pamela, jump in and say if I'm not showing or describing the process properly. You surveyed a bunch of people 2008, 2009. You look forward and you look at those participants and where they are in their life. The ones who in the survey said that they have a high level of social isolation, there was a quite a large percentage of those individuals who passed away.
Yes, so we measured social isolation in two different ways, because while we intuitively have a sense of what it means, it's a bit difficult to measure on a survey. So we looked at it two ways. We looked at it objectively, and that's just measuring. People were asked how often they participated in community events, educational events, sporting, any kind of event, and we tallied them up. And people who participated less than weekly, we considered that to be socially isolated. And then we also look subjectively, and we've through interview questions, people who express some loneliness and a weak sense of belonging to their community, they were also classified as social isolation. And there was some overlap between those two groups, but regardless how we measured it, the people who were socially isolated were more likely to die between the survey in 2008 and 2009 and 2017 than those who weren't socially isolated. And we have to remember, this is the pre-COVID situation where social isolation perhaps wasn't at such a severe level as it might be experienced in the present, but was really looking at the long-term impact. And certainly transitions, COVID could be looked at as a transition in the same way that retirement could be, or the loss of a spouse. Those transitions can lead to social isolation. When it becomes long-term and chronic, it certainly appears to affect health and also affect your survival.
Was there a difference between men and women after the survey and your findings from that?
With our objective measure of social isolation, which was low participation, almost one in four seniors, and this is the household population. This doesn't cover people who are living in long-term care, but 24%, over a million seniors, were considered low participators. And men and women, there was no difference. For subjective isolation, it was about 12%, but women were higher than men, 15% of women and 10% of men. And so that was over 500,000 people. And what we found is with the low participation, there was a direct impact on mortality, as well as social isolation affects your health, which then in turn affects your mortality. Mm-hmm. So there was a bit of a direct path and an indirect path, if you like.
That was the question I was going to ask, Pamela. Is it health problems lead to isolation, or isolation leads to health problems? Kind of like a chicken and the egg conversation we're going to have here.
Yeah, well, that is an absolute excellent point, because it can and likely does go both ways, in that if you're isolated, it tends to impact your health. And then if you have poor health, then it's harder to participate. I think what this demonstrates is that we think of good nutrition and physical activity. These are all behaviors that help enhance our health. And we have to actively work towards social engagement and participation within our own limits. So certainly as health declines, there may be more limits on your ability to participate, but it's still important for individuals and for society to allow people to engage, both for quality of life and for their overall health.
Pamela, I think it's interesting, often we have this conversation with medical professionals and whatnot, but to have the statistics behind this show, what the impact of that is I think very valuable in terms of heightening awareness and the impact it has on health and quality of life. So I want to thank you for your time today and sharing with us the results of that study.
Good. Thank you very much for having me.
We've been joined by Pamela Ramage-Morin, who's a senior analyst at Statistics Canada. The health bucket is a passion of yours. We've been talking a lot about it over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
For all kinds of reasons. It's one of the aspects of a good quality retirement.
And you've nailed it when you said quality of care.
Yeah.
And the quality of your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Through retirement.
Yeah.
And many people realize when they're in retirement, that it's not going to be the same at the beginning of retirement,
right,
as it will be at the end of retirement. Things are going
right.
to change.
Yeah.
And most times it's medically that things are going to change. Your
yeah.
health is going to change.
Very few people won't be impacted by a medical change in their life.
Yeah.
Right?
And so if there is a health change for you, the number one thing that comes after you realize the change is, how am I going to pay for this?
That's right.
How am I going to have that quality of care? Because I know I got to pay out of pocket.
Right.
So how do you build a strategy to have income, this health care, taxes,
right,
all the stuff that's going on?
Yep.
You need a strategy, and we're going to talk about that strategy with you live on our webinar, Tuesday, July 21st, 7 p.m., live online, but you need to register in advance. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Stick around after the break. We're going to talk about a tax mistake that nearly cost millions of dollars to one taxpayer. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.